Good morning. It's Sonoma Spotlight time. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in today for Roland Giacopetti and talking with Darren Lachelle, who is our content manager here at KRCB, here to talk to us about an upcoming screening of a special PBS program that is moving out into the non-television world. This will be happening at the Rialto Theater on Tuesday, the evening of the 21st. Darren, what are we going to see?
Well, Last Days in Vietnam is a great film that's being presented as part of the American Experience series on public television. And the Rialto has been a great partner working with us to show independent film. This particular film looks at those last days in April of 1975 as the North Vietnamese army was, you know, closing in on Saigon, and 5,000 American soldiers and people remained, but they only had about 24 hours to get out. And so it was a very dramatic time for those who remember it. And for those who don't, this film is going to be a real eye-opener, I think.
Helicopters lifting off rooftops, yes, at the last possible, yes, moment, laden as heavily as they could possibly be.
It is amazing, and the footage in the program, you know, really captures that. There's some of the iconic footage that we've gotten to know over the years, you know, as sort of the, you know, visuals from American history. But there's a lot of new voices in the program, you know, soldiers who were there on the ground, Vietnamese, you know, who then immigrated to the United States for their own safety and the safety of their families, and voices of some government officials at the time. Henry Kissinger was interviewed for this program, and I think that's a really fascinating part of the show.
So the film is an hour-long documentary, and then the event encompasses more than just the film.
Right. What we've done is we've worked with Rialto and the community, put together a discussion panel. So we have two Vietnam veterans who will be there, as well as two representatives from Sonoma's Organization of Vietnamese Americans. And so these folks are going to have an open discussion after the showing of the film, and with input from the audience and taking questions, you know, to talk about, you know, what they remember from the time. But I think perhaps more importantly for us here locally, talking about, you know, how can these groups all work together, the Vietnamese community, Vietnam veterans, anti-war protesters, how can everyone come together and take steps into the future together?
I'm interested to know that there was such an organization, that there was a Vietnamese immigrant group here in Sonoma County. That's news to me.
Yeah, it's a great group. They are thrilled to be involved in this. There are going to be quite a few folks, you know, who don't just remember that time, but these are individuals and families who are actually a part of the escape and the fall of Saigon. And so they will have personal memories about that time. So it's going to be a great event. It's a free event. So I hope that people will be there on Tuesday night.
That's certainly a big incentive for a lot of folks, and helps to ensure a good crowd. It's interesting, too. I know that in recent years, tourism to Vietnam has become a fairly big industry, and many of the people who go are returnees, actually.
That's true. A lot of soldiers return. They want to see the place from their memories. I think a lot of them come back after those trips, you know, with this whole new sense of what has happened in that nation, because, you know, time has moved on, even though memories have not. The director of the film is Rory Kennedy, who's the daughter of Robert F. Kennedy and Ethel Kennedy. And, you know, she's worked very closely with a lot of these Vietnam vets and the folks who immigrated from Vietnam to look back at those memories and to talk about where we are now. One thing that I'm very excited about with the crew of this film is Rory Kennedy was able to get Buddy Squires to do a lot of the videography for her. And for those who aren't familiar, Buddy Squires is the main cinematographer for all of Ken Burns' documentaries. So it will be a beautiful and lyrical film as well.
So once again, the time and the place to see that. The price we got established is free. It's at the Rialto. When and what time?
It is free. We welcome everyone from the community. It is Tuesday, April 21st at 7:15 at Rialto Cinemas. You want to make sure you're there a little early.
A lot of interesting information for those who remember it and for those who may consider it a history lesson and something they didn't experience before.
Yes.
Darren Lachelle, thanks very much for being with us today on Sonoma Spotlight.
Thank you.
Roland Giacopetti will be back soon. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in.